Hey, and welcome back to Lyle's Trials. It is January 2nd, and part of my New Year's resolution is to be better about getting these out. Just all there is to it. It's tough, and I need to use the tools that are available to me and really dig in, and when a topic comes up, I just need to record and get it out there. So what I wanted to do today was sort of follow up really on my last one, which was talking about sleep and devices and blue light, and wanted to share the results of what happened with that. So if you go back to the last episode, what you'll hear is I took this 7-day challenge, and it was a really simple idea, which was what small kind of tweak could I make to hopefully gain more sleep. And that was based off this idea of the more sleep you get, specifically quality sleep, REM sleep, that you can gain athletic performance from that. So I wanted to see just how much devices, in this example my phone, or computer or television, but mostly my phone, was interrupting my general sleep habits. So decided to do a 7-day challenge where I took away the ability to use my phone after 9 o'clock. So it was really simple. I just went and plugged it in another room in the kitchen, which is the opposite side of the house from my bedroom. I did that every night at 9, no matter what. If I was in the middle of texting or whatever that thing might have been, I just stopped right then. As soon as it hit 9 o'clock, over. And then the secondary piece was really simple, and that was turn on the blue light filter to come on and turn off with the sunset. So again, idea being blue light is a stimulant to your brain. It tells you to wake up. It says, hey, sun's coming up, let's do something. And so by putting this phone in front of our face and, you know, staring at it, we're sort of pushing that signal into our eyes, which is telling our brain it's time to wake up. And it, you know, goes on and on. So it keeps you from sleeping as well, keeps you up longer. And I wanted to see just what I could do with a pretty simple hack to just cut that off. Okay, so that's the basis. So what was the end result? Well, the end result was actually fairly conclusive, at least in my case, right? So this idea of N equals one, so I'm the subject, and it worked for me. But what ended up happening was, as a general kind of rule of thumb, I guess it makes sense to start at what my baseline was. So using a Garmin Fenix 5 Plus, that is what I wear. I wear it pretty much all the time. And it does sleep tracking. It has advanced sleep tracking with movement because it has things like an accelerometer in it. It has a heart rate monitor, so it can account some of that into it as well. It has a pulse oximeter. Not really sure how that one plays necessarily into sleep. But basically what we're doing is that it's a device that automatically, based off of when it feels movement stops, it's going to make some recording to make some assumptions that you're sleeping. And then if you toss and turn during the night, it picks that up. And then if you get up to do something like go to the bathroom, you can see all these things charted out. You can see movement. You can see when you actually got up and went somewhere. All those little lines are sort of represented in this graph for your sleep. So before taking the blue light and filter on and cutting off my usage at 9 o'clock at night, I was averaging roughly 7 hours of sleep per night. And then on the REM side of the world, I was getting about an hour and 40 minutes. So REM, rapid eye movement, that's that deep, deep sleep where we want, where we're getting the biggest bang for our buck in terms of recovery. And that is recovery from all types of stuff. There's really been some cool studies here recently, that have talked about sleep and how sleep affects productivity, not just as an athlete, but also as a worker, someone that's trying to take tests, someone that's trying to memorize something, somebody that's trying to be really good at their job. Sleep is this like restorative, regenerative thing that happens that for a long time we just sort of didn't know really what the purpose of sleep was, other than, hey, we're really bad at nighttime based off of all the physiology of a human of poor eyesight. Mainly, we can't see in the dark and predatory animals can, so let's get tired and let's go to sleep and let's create this force function to kind of, you know, sleep during the night and get ourselves out of harm's way, because we can't really hunt or garden or do anything during those times because we're not built for it. But now the more and more of these studies are coming out showing that sleep is insanely important in terms of overall health, and not just in terms of athletic health, but also in terms of mental health. You know, you hear those stories about people that you know, live in Alaska, and I don't know how much of it's true, but go crazy because the sun never goes down. Well, if you think about sort of that concept and then cut away Alaska and in terms of daylight all the time and put cell phone in place of that, you're effectively doing a similar concept of you're creating this stimulus that it's time to be up, and that's just not how humans were built. So there's various studies, again, sort of talking about this regenerative process of the brain that happens. And then on the athletic side, there's, you know, studies that have shown that it's 8 hours of sleep plus a night can have some of the same effects as blood doping. So that's cool, right? I mean, sleep's a lot easier to get your hands on and is legal and, you know, doesn't require all this insanity to sort of go about. So anyway, I wanted to see how much sort of impact I could have in a really short amount of time by taking on this little project. So 7 hours of sleep and about an hour 40 per night, 7 hours of sleep and an hour 40 of REM. Again, kept the same device on, went through the same process. I didn't change anything else. So yes, I changed my diet to that high fat, low carb. I've been doing that all year, almost 12 months now, which I'll sort of update, you know, as a future show. Been doing that for over a year now, just at a year, but I did not change anything. I did not like decrease my coffee intake. So I drink a lot of coffee, probably too much. But I did not slow that down. And in fact, I'd say there's a really good possibility, though I didn't track this just anecdotally, that I drank more coffee during this time than before. And it really is nothing more than just sort of the season. I did this during kind of a colder part of the year. You know, the sun goes down earlier here, especially in the Pacific Northwest. We have a shorter window. Sun comes up really late. Goes down really early, so I drank more coffee, and it's just a social thing. Hey, let's get out, let's go grab a coffee, it's cold, or you know, post-run, have a coffee. So I was having, I think, at least more, and at a minimum, I was equal, but I was definitely not at a lesser, so don't see that as anything that was impacting, I guess, this study, and I'm putting that word study in quotes, because again, it was just a little sample set for myself. But anyway, the end result was I pushed my sleep up, on average in those 7 days, 53 minutes. So I went from 7 hours to 7 hours and 53 minutes. And then I went from an hour 40 to 2 hours and 20 minutes. So I picked up 53 minutes of sleep and 40 minutes of that were REM sleep. So not only was I getting more sleep, but I was getting more quality sleep, all with like a really super simple thing of just getting the device away from myself, out of the bedroom, out of my hands, not looking at it, and turning on a blue light filter. So super, super simple. I'm going to continue to sort of push this concept here as the new year. I mean, I think last year was all about I'm turning 40. What are some things I can do to improve health? So I took on this high fat, low carb diet. I worked on sleeping better. This is an example of gaining even more quality sleep on top of quantity of sleep. Reduced my sugar intake, changed the way that I trained by going in this lower stress environment where I was not running it at higher capacities all the time, keeping the heart rate really low. And I'm going to continue sort of pushing those things into this new year, because I feel good. I'm in good shape. I'm, you know, 40 now, and I'm in the Masters division. Got my first race in the Masters division next month. Not next month. In 2 weeks from now, in fact, out at the Hurt 100, the Hawaii Ultra Running team. Yeah, that's it. 100. So Hurt, but it's a fairly good name given the type of course that this thing is. But anyway, I'm going to continue to push on these ideas and start cutting back that device usage even farther. maybe even just a simple half hour or an hour, so 8:30, maybe 8 o'clock. Again, keep with the blue light filter. I think once I got over the first couple days, I barely noticed that it's on anymore. And even if it's an incremental increase in quality, I think it's worth it to have a slightly less attractive looking screen for a very short portion of the day. And then the other thing is back to the caffeine, and that's really high on the priority list, especially as I'm going into a race here in a couple weeks, and that's just to cut down on caffeine, because man, I drink a lot of coffee, and it's not the coffee as much I'm worried about. It's definitely the stimulus side of the caffeine. So it's a good drug. It's a good legal drug that we have access to, but a little curbing is probably due. So that's it. Wanted to share those results, get this episode out, let everybody know how that went. I encourage anybody out there to take this really, really simple hack, try it yourself. And at a minimum, I just feel better. Whether it's real or not, placebo is a pretty interesting concept that has shown to work. And even if my watch is poor at reporting this type of data back, I do know that I'm falling asleep easier at night and I'm waking up easier in the morning. And if I take those two things just by themselves, definitely a positive test. So, questions, comments, obviously Instagram and Twitter at Travis Lyles. I'll have this on the website, lylestrials.com, as well. And feel free to subscribe or like or whatever in your favorite podcasting app. This thing is pretty much anywhere. So whether you're listening to this on Anchor or Spotify or iTunes or Pocket Cast or Stitcher, I think I'm in pretty much all those places. So, you know, give it a subscribe and feel free to share some of your stories of little hacks or even things you're planning on doing for the new year. And this is a really easy example of how it doesn't have to be something big. I'm not talking about running a 5-minute mile this year. I just simply cut out a little bit of device usage time. I'm going to cut that back by 30 minutes. Little things all add up. Okay, talk to you guys next time. Thanks.